This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to AppForce 1 episode 93. My name is Jeroen Lennerts and I've been developing software for over 20 years, developing iOS apps for over 10 years and running the Dutch CocoaHeads for over 9 years. If you're an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how to add keyboard shortcuts in Swift UI, mastering navigation stack in Swift UI, navigation path, using the dismiss action from the Swift UI environment, Swift UI view that fits, accordion in Swift UI disclosure group explorations, Apple's use of Swift and Swift UI in iOS 16, system programming interfaces in Swift Explained, memory management for async await and tasks in Swift, developer guide on the iOS file system, alternate app icon configuration in Xcode, and where view.task gets its main actor isolation from. So how are you doing? Yes, I'm still okay. A bit too busy over the last couple of weeks. Two iOS tickets all of a sudden went fast, and in a few days I'm traveling to Swift Leeds. KLM had a nice surprise over the weekend. My flight got cancelled. Oops. You might have heard air travel is being a huge issue this year. For example, Schiphol, the Dutch national airport, has removed over 30% of its scheduled flights. And turns out my flight back from Leeds was one of them. Still going, but I'm now flying back from Newcastle, so that's a 90-minute train ride, a 30-minute taxi ride, but the benefit will be I'm getting home during the day and not in the evening. I can't complain otherwise. Well, okay, maybe the car breaking down wasn't such a great thing. Also, the delivery of my new electric car, initially scheduled for July, was delayed again, fourth time already. The indication right now is not this year. But still, I cannot complain. There's food on the table, bills are getting paid, Lisa is very happy in a new school, and Milan is now getting some much-needed extra attention. So why no episode yet this month? It's just been too busy here. Organizing Do iOS was the least of my concerns, as you could have heard just now. At Stream, we're also preparing to release something big before the end of the year. And on top of that, my kids and wife just needed some extra attention from me. They are doing great and all, but loads of additional meetings and events this month that involves kids in school. As said, all are in good order, all in good spirits, but just busy. And sorry when I create my list of priorities, family, work, exercise, and then side hustles and hobbies. Of course, organizing a conference could be regarded as a hobby in my case, but a conference is strictly time-bound, so that has some priority as well. I also finally received that Model 100 keyboard that I kept talking about, and this thing is just amazing. More on that when I have used the device a little bit more. Also, the video of my talk at 360 IDEF is now available too, and if you're still looking for training on async await, Daniel Steinberg will be in Amsterdam on November 7th, and there are still tickets available. There are no tickets for the conference available though, I'm sorry. So now I'm off to Swift Leeds this week. If you are there too, come say hi. I'll most likely be near the stream table. So now let's get started with this week's article. I have a whole bunch. And the first one is by Sarun. How to add keyboard shortcuts in Swift UI. Keyboard shortcuts are combinations of keystrokes that you use to perform tasks more quickly on your Mac, iPad and iPhone. You can use keyboard shortcuts on iPhones and iPads by connecting them with an external keyboard. In his article, Sarun explains how you can add keyboard shortcuts in Swift UI to your Mac, iPhone and iPad app. The next article is by Majid, Mastering Navigation Stack in Swift UI, Navigation Path. Swift UI provides us with a brand new data-driven navigation API, allowing us to map a value to a destination in the view hierarchy. This week, Majid wants to continue the story of the new navigation API in Swift UI by covering another tool. You will learn how to use the navigation path type to build a navigation stack with different destinations. Natalia has an article titled Using the Dismiss Action from the Swift UI Environment. Starting from iOS 15 and macOS 12, Swift UI provides the dismiss environment value that can be used to programmatically dismiss presentations. This was introduced as a replacement for the older presentation mode binding that was a bit confusing and tricky to use. The dismiss environment value stores a dismiss action. It's a struct, but we can call it directly because it defines a call as function method. This method is called implicitly when we simply write dismiss. Natalia has a lot more detail and code in her article. Keith has an article called Swift UI View That Fits. The Swift UI View That Fits view introduced in iOS 16 makes it a lot simpler to build layouts that adapt to make best use of the available space. There is some detail involved and Keith has all the details in his article. Let's keep going because Leonardo has a nice article on how you can create an accordion in Swift UI. It's an exploration of a disclosure group. In iOS 14, Apple gave the developers the accordion UI component. It's embedded in the Swift UI framework. That was a relief because otherwise you should do an accordion yourself, and that involves a lot of code or a third-party library. In the Swift UI world, the accordion component is called disclosure group and is defined by Apple as a disclosure group view consists of a label to identify the contents and a control to show and hide the contents. Showing the contents puts the disclosure group into the expanded state, and hiding them makes the disclosure group collapsed. Leonardo will explain how to create an accordion in his article. Alexander has a nice article titled Apple's Use of Swift UI and Swift UI in iOS 16. It's his yearly overview of Swift UI usage in the latest iOS release. So it's basically an overview of what apps Apple has created using Swift UI. Marco Eidinger has a blog post on an experimental feature in Swift, System Programming Interfaces. In his blog post, Marco will explain the experimental feature named System Programming Interfaces and why this should interest library developers. It's a bit of a technical article, but it's a good deep dive to see what's one of the new things that's coming in Swift in the near future. Also, Natasha is back again with two articles. How does she keep putting out these articles in such volumes? It's amazing. The first one is titled Memory Management for Async Await and Tasks in Swift. In her article, you will learn about weak self-references when working with the Async Await API. Although ARC tracks and manages your app's memory usage automatically in most cases, you still need to keep an eye out to not cause memory issues in certain situations, especially when working with asynchronous code in Swift. There's a lot more detail in the article by Natasha, and I think it's well worth checking out to see what she thinks about Async Await and self-references. Her second article is a developer guide on the iOS file system. In her article, you will learn how to work with files and directories when developing iOS applications. Since iOS 10.3 and later, the Apple file system is the default file system that handles persistent storage of data files. In her developer guide, you will look at the organization of the APFS and the rules that apply to your code when developing iOS applications. Antoine van der Lee has an article about alternate app icon configuration in Xcode. Adding an alternative app icon to your app allows users to customize their home screen with an app icon that fits their style. An alternative app icon could be a dark or light mode version of the original icon or a collection of completely different styles. iOS 10.3 was the first version to support alternative icons. In the early days, you had to do a lot of manual work to configure all app icons manually in your info.plist. Xcode provides better configuration options these days, and Antoine will demonstrate these in his article. And the final article is by Ole. Where view.task gets its main actor isolation from. SwiftUI's .task modifier inherits its actor context from the surrounding function. If you call .task inside a view's body property, the async operation will run on the main actor, because view.body is semi-secretly annotated with the @mainActor annotation. However, if you call .task with a helper property or function that isn't the @mainActor annotation, the async operation will run in the cooperative thread pool. That's a lot of detail, and I think if you read the article by Oli, you will much better understand what's going on here with the main actor isolation. So that's it again for this week. If you have any feedback, please send me a message through Twitter. My DMs are always open, and don't forget, you can buy me a coffee. Link for that is in the show notes. It's been a few weeks since I put out my last episode, so I'm working hard on things, and I hope next episode will be out a little bit sooner than this one. And I hope to see you in Swift Leeds. If you're going there, of course. And just to reiterate, if you're still looking to learn something about Async Await, there's an amazing workshop happening organized by me and Daniel Steinberg in November, right the day before the Do iOS conference. Talk to you later. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforceone.net/leaddeveloper, all one word.